Jay, I hear you, but everything was under control. I was being completely authentic.
If you hurt someone, if you punch someone in the face, I don't care what your case was, hitting that person was the wrong thing to do. Zach needs to learn how to keep his cool. Welcome to The Gauntlet, episode 4, where we put agents through tough situations under high pressure live. I'm your host, Jason Lee, and we're putting a brand new agent who just joined JLM through The Gauntlet. Let's go.
It's giving you a call in regards to your 19 unit on Freeman Avenue over in Long Beach. I've got a cash buyer. He's looking for something similar in that area. So if you're open to any offers or had any questions, feel free to give me a call or text at 619-273-3343. Thanks, Lori. Take care.
It's my guy, Zach, right here. Joined the team less than 2 weeks ago. He's already killing it. Let's see him do his thing.
I'm Zach, and I'm a commercial realtor. Growing up, I had a single mom and life was super tough. Bills couldn't get paid, lights were turned off. And I knew from that moment that I always wanted to be able to provide for her. My ability to be authentic on a phone, I can just tell with someone's tone, with their mannerisms. I'm super big on red flags and green flags, and I use all those things collectively to guide my conversations the way that I need them to go. We're calling a list of Orange County buyers and sellers. I'm the newest guy on the block here, and I'm trying to find my way around things, but finding some success, and I'm learning every day, so we'll see how things go as we go forward. Hey, Chris, this is Zach with JLM Real Estate. I hope you're well. I was giving you a call in regards to your 7-unit property over in Long Beach. Thanks, Chris. Take care. Voicemails, the part of the game. What can you do? Don't take nothing personal. It's business at the end of the day.
This guy sounds like a pro. He's only been here like a week and a half.
I saw Jason killing it in the field of commercial real estate on Facebook. He was posting so many different deals on a consistent basis, and I just wanted to know how he was finding success in a field of real estate that I was interested in joining.
He's only 22 years old. He's young. He's hungry. He's got a lot of like spirit, fire. So I think Zach's gonna be a killer.
Coming from cold calls, wholesaling, real estate as it is, I knew I had a shot to at least get some tips from a guy that was in a place that I wanted to be at, so I shot my shot, and here I am.
And who's calling?
Hi, my name's Zach. I'm calling with JLM Real Estate.
Okay. Honestly, we're not in a position at this point to do anything, so appreciate the call, but we're not selling, we're not buying right now.
Gotcha. Well, since I have you on the line, would it make sense for me to get an email from you, so if things change down the line, we could take off from there?
I don't think so. It's going to be a long time before I sell anything. And right now I'm just not ready to buy. So you don't want any more real estate, right? No. Okay. No. And I don't really want to waste your time. So
absolutely no. I appreciate it. Thank you for taking the call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Rule number one there is always hope the right person answers the phone, because when it's not, they're just going to always like, "What do you think? No? Okay.
And what do you think? Was it the right person though or no?"
It is, yeah. But he was like, "So like you're him and I'm his wife." His wife answered and she's like, "Do you want more real estate?" He's like, "No. No, we don't want any more real estate." So
she said that's what happened?
It's always best to have like the guy on the phone, otherwise you can't really get much traction. So
but you're saying like you're like calling for Ronald, right? Is
that what you're saying? Ronald, yeah. But the wife answered, so I'm just gonna literally call him again tomorrow. Hopefully he answered. And not her.
Did you know the wife's name on there or no?
No, it's not here. I would have said her name if I saw it, but it wasn't there. So I was like, "Hey, I'm calling for Ronald." Otherwise, I would act like I know who it is, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I do, at least. The first no, automatically, you need to get at least two more. At the end of the day, a first no was never a real no. A no was, "I'm not sure. I don't really know what you're talking about. I don't see the value in what you're telling me right now." So that's why you go for the second no. Once you go for that second no, that's when you're really more into their groove. Especially on this call, I know you guys heard that they kind of did the, "Hey, do you want more real estate?" That's indecision. That's exactly where you want to be at on a call with someone. So again, maybe on this call it didn't work out, but the follow-up in May, and if that one doesn't, maybe the next one. So just keep at it.
Couldn't have said it better. It's fire.
Hey, Gabriel, it's Zach with JLM Real Estate. I hope you're doing well. Thanks. You have a good one. Same thing as before. If you get a voicemail, sucks. Leave the voicemail, keep calling. It's not that bad.
Do you always leave a voicemail, Zach?
Definitely. Especially if it's their name, if they're like, for example, John Doe. "Hey, this is John Doe, can't take your call, da 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 da." I definitely leave a voicemail.
Because you know it's them.
Because I know it's them. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Personally, when I started, I would never leave voicemails. I would just move to the next one, just get as many people on the phone as possible. But there's multiple ways to do it. But personally, I just did rapid texts, rapid calls, rapid emails. I think Zach's a super fast learner, so I'm excited for him to really get going. I mean, it takes about a month or two to really get your feet under you in multifamily, but I think a couple months from now, you know, he could be doing really well.
Who's calling?
Hey, Philip, this is Zach with JLM Real Estate. Is this a good time to chat?
Yeah, JLM? Awesome.
Correct.
Sure.
Awesome. Hey, so
I was turning down the music.
Yeah, no worries. Boom. Right there when he said to turn down the music, instant red flag. Gotcha.
Hey,
I was reaching out to you in regards to the 7 unit over on Spalding Street in Long Beach. You're still associated with this property, right?
Spalding 7 units, yes, I kind of, yes.
Correct, yes. I have a cash buyer I'm working with here in office. They're looking for something similar in the area. Were you open to getting offers on this deal?
Not really.
Not motivation to sell it?
But, yeah, I don't know. What's, you know, how much, not really, but okay. It depends how much a unit, how much unit.
No, well, my buyer is definitely motivated to go market, but we don't, you know, dive deep until we know for sure you're motivated to sell. Otherwise, it would be a waste of your time.
I'm motivated? Nah, who's motivated in this market for anything?
How are you going to answer a phone with the music blasting to tell the caller, let me turn down the music? No, if you were motivated, is that what I was asking?
Yeah. Let me know what your buyer wants to pay, and,
Okay, well, can you confirm some stuff for me about the property so we can bring you the highest and best offer?
Email me, please. I don't know what you want. You want the rent roll, right?
Well, yeah, rent rolls, the unit mixes, if you can confirm them. I'm seeing here there's 7 units. Is that still accurate?
Yeah. And do you actually have a buyer, or is this just a cold call?
No, definitely not a cold call. I'm reaching out because I have a buyer interested in 2 to 8 units.
Send me an email. Text me right now. I'll send you my email, and we'll go from there.
You want me to text you my email, or can you tell me the email now?
Text me. I don't want you. I'll just eat it easier. 1, 2, 3. I'll text.
He asked me for a price. I simply asked for more info on the property, and he started to play this petty game with me.
With you, okay?
Perfect. Sounds great. I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Cool. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Real quick, 3 key teaching points there. Number one, I would try to use them like a happier, more friendly tone. Kind of seems a little confrontational on the phone.
And then, of course, Big Dog tells me everything I did wrong on the call. You know how that goes.
Number two, what was the other big point where I was like, no? Oh, asking someone like directly if they're motivated to sell is like a huge no. And then 3 is I would have asked for like, I would have said, when he was like, oh, you know, I'll maybe consider an offer, I would have said, okay, well, that's fine. Would you mind telling me, you know, some basic information about the property before, like, just saying, are you motivated? You know what I mean? Yeah, I think Zach got a little hot-headed there. I think he's got to work on keeping his cool. That's never a good start to a relationship, and this business is all about building relationships. So if you do that, you probably can't call that person ever again, or they're going to block you.
Jay, I hear you. But everything was under control. I was being completely authentic.
If you hurt someone, if you punch someone in the face, I don't care what your case was, hitting that person was the wrong thing to do. Zach needs to learn how to keep his cool. I think there's a lot of room for improvement there.
Definitely. I think with that call,
how would you gauge someone's motivation without directly asking, are you motivated?
Well, on the call, depending on how it went, if I tell them, hey, got a cash buyer looking in the area, you looking
also,
for
I wouldn't
offers?
Say cash buyer. I'd say 1031 exchange works a lot better.
1031 exchange?
It works a lot better than cash buyer.
Okay.
They hang up on you.
I literally like, hey, I've got a 1031. Beep. I'm like, bro, what? Can't even finish what I gotta say. I don't think he was understanding what I was saying.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I'm not motivated to sell. And then he was like, but what's the offer your buyer's got?
That guy's like, I'm not motivated, but what's the price, you know? He's asking like what the price is.
So at that point, would you answer what I answer, or what would you answer at that point?
No, I mean, what I would say is like, okay, no worries. For me to get you an offer, I need to know some very basic information about the property, just like the rent roll, unit mix. And it sounds like he's open to give me that info. So I would just, text him and see what he gives you and just go down the process for practice and value it and see what he says. But you can just tell from the call that he's not motivated. But
yeah, for sure.
But who knows? You never know. Anything can happen.
Yeah, I also did maybe seem like he was a broker. Sound like he was a broker. but who knows?
Yeah, never know until you follow up.
Definitely don't guess. Always follow up.
Brand new. He's been here less than 2 weeks, and he's already finding leads.
If you're new, how I'm new, into this game of commercial real estate, and you got a call just like this call, no matter what, keep your posture, keep calm, breathe, and don't take anything offensive. If you don't think things are going your way, that's all in your head. Just follow the script. Get the questions and answers you need. If you can't get them, always focus and set up a follow-up.
Back in the conference room, this is where we close leads, and you're gonna hear us live like usual on how we do this.
Putting the peanut to the butter, we did our cold calls, so now we're following up on hot leads, and we're gonna try to put sellers and buyers together and see if we can make a deal happen.
All right, let's do this thing. Who you got?
So this buyer, he's super motivated, has given me all the fundamentals I need to take things to the next step. Super genuine on the phone as well, so let's see if we can make things happen for him.
What's up, Zach?
Bill, how you doing, my man? Yeah, sir, Steve, we got the pickup.
Oh, good, but what's up?
Nothing much. It's a good time to chat, right? I've got a property I wanted to bring by.
Yeah,
okay, for sure. Hey, so I know you mentioned you're looking for 2 units, massive lot. You told me you're very interested in San Diego, but you wouldn't knock anything in your backyard, right?
Right.
Gotcha. So how do we feel about our... I've got a nice little 2-unit over there. Got the lead this morning, and it honestly fits your whole criteria, so I thought I'd, you know, swing it by you and see what you thought.
Is it vacant?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. What are they asking for?
They want 1070 for this one.
1070.
Correct.
How many square feet is it?
The lot is 10,000 square feet.
Good size lot. How big is the structure?
Massive. You told me you wanted 6, so. Structure as it is, though, is... Okay, gotcha. I'll send it to that email then, okay? I used the comps that I pulled earlier today on the property. Buyer approved. Sounds like a good deal. Absolutely, you got it.
All right, later.
All right, Bill, later.
1,070,000 for a duplex in Arcadia?
107.
Yeah. Get off the call, my buyer. Jason's giving me that look. I'm looking back, like what?
Yeah, so 1,070,000?
Correct.
Did you comp that before you called him?
Did I comp this? Yeah, I'm gonna have to put it into my APOD. I didn't finish the APOD because we're gonna come do the calls right now.
Did the seller give you the price on that deal, or did you give it to him?
No, my seller did. My seller's like, I have to net 10, or he wants to be at 1070.
He wants to net that after commissions?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not getting paid on that deal. I gotta break it to him. So if he wants to net 1,070,000, and you have to add your commission on it, that means you gotta pitch at a higher price, right? No, you got to pitch that like at a 5% commission, you got to pitch that at No, it's a little higher than that.
What?
At a 5% commission, you got to pitch it at a million, like 1,125.
1,125?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you probably should have called that guy and pitched it to him at 1,125, right? Probably.
1,125 to Bill, yeah.
Yeah.
My sellers want to net 1,070, and I pitched my buyer at 1,070.
When we go to talk to these owners, we got to make sure we have the data in line. We got to make sure we have all the comparable sales before we actually go to more buyers, more investors. And the thing that Zach can improve on is next time, instead of pitching it at the price the seller has to net, he's got to add his commission on top and say, hey, the seller will sell for 1,125, 1,125,000, so that he can get paid instead of, you know, working for free.
You got me there.
The lesson is always give yourself room to get paid if you're trying to sell a property and the seller has to net a certain amount.
Lesson learned, Jay. Got to get paid. Facts.
The good thing is when Zach sends him the email with the property info, he can just pitch it at 1,125. I mean, hopefully, it sounds like he was driving busy. Hopefully, he doesn't remember completely what the price was. And we'll go from there.
Got a little ahead of myself and got to really lock in. And
this guy's doing a killer job for being, you know, in the business for only... a week and a half. So this is the best way to learn, is actually doing it and improving it and kind of refining your craft. So it's all good stuff.
Once you have cold calling down, it literally just depends on the quality of person you are. Like, how much balls do you really have to like take the next step? Because anyone can call and like, oh, I'm getting voicemails all day, I'm good, you know, like that's like an easy day. But how many people like won't choke under pressure, like on the phone, like, oh my God, they actually answered. Like,
well, I mean, cold calling is the easiest part. The hard part is The hard part is like closing. That's where the skills actually truly matter.
But in our office, it's kind of close with that though, because we don't just have Jason. We have Rhino, we got Miles, we've got Dylan, we've got all these guys that are just straight shooters, you know, and they'll tell you what it is, how to help and all that. So
Zach's been trying to reach this lady. I gave him this lead in Inland Empire area, and I thought it was a pretty good lead, but she's ghosting him. So right now we're gonna try to hit her back and hopefully she answers our goddamn phone. Let's go. I gave Zach that lead in his first week because the first week's the toughest week and I wanted to help uplift his spirits with a hot lead.
It was good. Second call was good. Ryan, I talked to her.
What was the first call about?
Hello?
Hey, Irene?
Yes, speaking.
Hey, it's Jason over at JLM Real Estate.
I've been calling her for 3 days. She didn't answer it. Jason calls the one time today. First ring, answer.
My partner Zach spoke to you about a few days ago?
Yes.
Yeah, we have a buyer that's fairly interested in the property, the fourplex. He's actually buying. We're in escrow with him down the street. It's a 7-unit property as well. And he's looking for more, so I wanted to see if he maybe entertained an offer at that price.
What price?
Oh, sorry. Zach said you were looking for somewhere around 625?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And just to confirm, it's 3 2-bedrooms and 1 studio, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And it looks like it's on a pretty large lot, almost an acre.
And it has room to build 3 more units on it.
Got it.
It's already hooked up to the sewer.
Got it. And just curious, are you an agent yourself?
No, I'm the owner.
Got it. Yeah, and then one quick thing, there are 2 agents involved in the transaction. At the price of $625,000, would you be okay with a standard, you know, commission of 5%?
That would have to be added on top of it.
That would have to be added on top of the 625.
Right.
Got it. So you want a net 625.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let me run some sales comps and see what we can do, and we'll get back to you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Irene. Have a great night.
You're welcome. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
That is the most disrespectful. You know how many times I've called this woman? How patient I was at?
She wouldn't answer your calls?
Dude, I'm talking like...
If Zach thought that call was special, I can't wait till we get really deep into the business. You see how I asked, like, you know, would you pay a 5% commission at that price? It's good to ask because then they'll tell you, like, oh, you know, like...
Add it to it kind of thing.
Yeah. Because if we didn't know that and we were pitching this to 625, she'd be like, oh, well, what about your commission? I'd be like, oh, fuck.
Well,
yeah. Exactly. So it's good to, like, put the cards on the table up front.
You said there's multiple agents involved. So is that always just a line? There's multiple agents involved. If we were to find a buyer at this price?
Typically, you know, when we work in our office, typically there's a lot of collaboration happening, right? So, you know, someone else could find a buyer. Even if it is you, I'm still involved, right? So, it's not a lie. It's telling the truth. There's still multiple agents involved. So, or Ryan's involved, but.
Dude, the way he handles calls is like, it's, I don't know. It gets to me. Because it's just every time there's a rebuttal, it's the natural ability to just be like, oh, well. But like, if I'm right here, I could see like, he's like, oh shit, what do I say? In his head. But outside, it's just like, oh, like he knows. And the person is oblivious to it on the phone. It's crazy to me. I don't know. If you're a killer, you'll know this guy.
It just takes time. It takes time. Yeah, just time in the business.
Yeah, that was insane. That was surreal. It's the best place to learn. If you haven't joined JLM, I don't know what you're doing.
Let's go.
So your boy completed the gauntlet. The gauntlet got to experience a little bit of your boy. Best believe though, two, three more weeks, we're gonna run it back and we're gonna see who's gonna come out on top.
Zach's gonna flourish in this business. He's a go-getter, he's open to learning, he's very coachable, and he's gonna do very well.
It's your boy Z, another episode of Keeping Up with JLM. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and don't forget, this is the best commercial brokerage out there. Peace out.
Zach just finished the gauntlet. He went through the high pressure calling leads live on camera. Subscribe for more content like this because no one else is doing this. No one else has live calls while you're actually learning with us live. Subscribe and like for more. Thank you. I'm your host, Jason Lee, and I'll see you next time.